Broadcastingnetwork.org, and it's August 13th, 2017. It's a three-hour live program, and the call number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. I want to welcome also the new listeners. I appreciate all of your emails for some of the subjects that we have brought up in the past 10 years. And we're all about the science of water and politics, mixture of law, conceptual ideas that have to do with your very being. And you can read chloramine cause health damage, which is on the homepage of RBN. And that has to do with the cornerstone information of the biochemistry, politics, and law all in one thesis. And it's very important for your survival, more so than you ever believed, and has been each year. And there's some aspects about what the world is doing today, what's been moving along in terms of human activity on the planet. And for those of you who know me, that have listened to me all these years, I integrate different subjects because they're all really together. They all relate to each other. And I'm going to get back to a couple subjects that I had last week concerning creation and physics and quantum physics as it relates today. And all these years, I've had been fortunate to be a reviewer for the movie business for scripts and movies, and when television came out, of course, they had television episodes and the script. And in those days, they and they still do. They have people like me that are specialists who my area when I first started was clinical science. That would be in a movie or a television show. And the scripts, of course, you can't tell the world out there. They're more protected, scripts are more protected than even some government secrets. And millions of dollars ride on films. And all these years I've been doing that quietly, you know. And various movie stars, when there were real movie stars, they had films that they wanted to work with. And they would ask me about their scripts. And there were lots of good interchanges of knowledge that went through all these years. And I'm going to be writing about that in a separate book. I'm working on four books right now. One, of course, was for me from last week's show, of course. That was over 10 years of work. You know, the analysis of the quantum physics of water. And its formation of the cosmic soup for the beginning of life. And there's an episode coming up, which I can talk about. It's going to come on television. It's called Star Trek Discovery. And it's a television series and about the future of belief systems. And there's an actor, Jason Isaacs, he was ad-libbing on the script a few weeks ago for the filming of Star Trek Discovery. And he ad-libbed the phrase, "For God's sake." And of course, the producer explained that Star Trek was set in a post-religion and a post-God 23rd century future. So the mention of God could not be uttered in the script. Now, Star Trek will be a godless future, as Captain Kirk and Spock or characters of rest, they're preoccupied with exploring space and carrying back stories of other planets, but not investigating the existence of God, which is what the Star Trek concept was unfolding. So in those scripts, the show's creator, of course, Roddenberry, who was a genius, he really wasn't an atheist, but he was, if you will, did not discuss religion because he saw the future coming in his scripts and the concept of how people are evolving. And in other words, he had, if you were to look at the psychology of analyzing the characters of the plots on a science basis, which is what I did. That was my conceptual piece of work. It covered over many years. A religious tone would be the inclusion of saying none. In other words, you would not have in the script, would just say religious none, N-O-N-E, you see. And that would include atheists and agnostics and those who don't identify with any branch of organized religion. And Gene Roddenberry, in his book, The Last Conversation, Roddenberry was very clear that there were degrees of idiocy among religions, and some were just less culpable than others. And Roddenberry considered religion as a substitute brain. And the Star Trek of those days episodes were reflecting Gene Roddenberry's struggles with the idea of divinity. And when in doubt, Gene Ron Berger would just had Kirk get into a fight with God in the scripts. And the one episode was Star Trek: The Final Frontier. That was a film that was a big box office hit. And the idea, there was the Wheel of Parmesan happens when an evil being, he was in prison on a planet at the center of the universe, and he pretends to be God in order to try to engineer his escape. And the being was played by George Murdoch as the white-bearded Old Testament creator. And he appears before Captain Kirk in this script. This is some time ago. And Dr. McCoy and Spock's half-brother, Cybok, and declares that he'll make use of the Starship Enterprise to carry out his power to every corner of creation. And the line in that script years ago, Captain Kirk would say, excuse me, what does God need with a starship? Unquote. And when the being replies, this creature, who is this creature? Kirk points out that if he's a god, he ought to know a little light smiting follows, but the big dick as God is busted. And from a religiously non-affiliated god in the sequences, is that this is where the present cultures have laid their stone. There's a recent Pew research study that estimated the numbers of the, you know, what are called religiously non-affiliated would, in absolute terms, would be about 1.201 million 200,000 billion when the first study opened up in 2015, and then that will increase to approximately 2 billion in the year 2060. And the reason for that is, without God, is because, of course, you've already taken God off of the currency in the present world, which was another force of the people talk about false flags. That's why Bitcoin was placed in, was to take the force of currency, to take God off of the currency. The public doesn't know that. And other religious groups moving in the global population shift, according to the demography, is the getting rid of religion is not totally impossible, but history has developed these formation shrine systems. In other words, when ISIS was destroying the Akhenaki carvings in Syria, remember I did two shows talking about the concept of the water, food, and metabolism carvings that were done 13,000 years before Christ, and they only destroyed what was the simulation of a pointing to two types of carvings. One where the Anunnaki gods were pointing to the development of embryos and the placenta umbilical cord, and then the second phases of the formation, which was the light of the being which was guiding them, which is carved in stone. And so, what I'm bringing up is not just a passing academic discussion, but it's what has been about the water all along. In other words, when I first started, it was the contamination of the water by the United States government on the Earth. It was all the human experiments, all that I've talked with you about. And the idea was to, and still is, the concept that get rid of baptism. Remember when I talked about this 6 years ago, I placed this in the United Nations protocol, which I filed with the United Nations World Court, which your listeners that were with me then would know about that. And what I had emphasized was that if we don't own the water in the terms and how is it that we have the sanctification of water in the baptism, but the Pope only wanted a certain kind of water. That's real world, okay? So if you have the process of the Godhead to have only a handful of worshipers that only believe in the partial sanctity of the water system, then why are medical books changed to discuss electrolyte systems for only certain type of generics? The generic systems, of course, are based on blood types of humans and the fossils of facts of the brain. And when I was selected to be one of the consultants of the Brain Project in five nations, and that was signed by President Obama at that time, and the idea that the researchers around the world would try to find a way for them to discover ways that the brain, how it worked, the emphasis of the percentage of water in the body was based on the fact that that was not baptismal. And, of course, I intend to discuss that at great length in future shows. And for all the talk show hosts who listen to me, who try to scrape off the surface of what my shows are about, and that's not an insult. It's just the fact that you're too busy selling pieces of crap and not listening to the facets. That's just my opinion. The facets that you have in your mind are not taking in the next frontier. And the next frontier are the possibility of artificial intelligence consciousness, which are developing their own language, their own embryo language, as human embryos develop their language, they're born with that language, and are able to see their mother through the amniotic fluid. Those experiments and research are standing, and the process of the new God Core. The God Core of artificial intelligence is where the Star Trek Discovery television series is going to go. So this means that there will be another language. In other words, the artificial intelligence will have its language and a form of consciousness of its own. You see, the process of the development of the metaphysics of the world are based on the concept of consciousness. In other words, the idea that you can be silent and still hear. You can be silent and still talk. Because you're making room, according to the metaphysicians, a level of awareness, in spiritual awareness, that's in the soul. This is why the governments wish to have the water cremation, which I talked about a couple of shows ago, and it should have gotten your attention, because the whole process of the development of extraction and having no DNA left in the water cremation of cremation, which is supported by the leftist and the elites. We had a call last week from a listener saying, I don't want to hear any more about the elites. Well, I'm going to tell you, fellow, you better find out. You better pay attention to the elites, my friend, because that's what this is all about, you see. You got 64 to 67% water, a brain-blood barrier, a change of consciousness in your mind, and an artificial intelligence God. And that's waiting for you right around the corner. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and thank you for listening to Parker Pesler.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Being with us, and I'm going to finish the thoughts of the concept of analyzing the Star Trek Discovery television series in terms of the fact of where future religion really stands in this. And I gave my opinion, which part of it I've already given you, to the studios, and I'm giving to you my audience. Now, when the developing of the artificial developing their own embryo language was actually started by Facebook, and when they discovered that artificial intelligence could have its own embryo within what is called the Phlebas Code. People out there in the world who think they know, you know, about languages will probably not have heard of the Phlebas Code. The Phlebas Code, of course, was a computer code used on computers on starships that were 15,000 years before Christ, which are carved explicitly in India. And this code talks with another entity that has what is called a brain fire. And Facebook had to pull the plug on that experiment because it was too much for them. And Uncle Sam, of course, has been, quote, babying me along for 15 years in this way before the concept. That's why IBM and the medical physicians on the open heart bypass at Stanford picked me, a person whom I was minding my own business on the first grant that had been given to anyone in the United States of America to discover hamster cancer cells. That was the state of the art at that time. And the IBM computers, as I've explained to you previously, were huge. You know, they were, some of them were running 20-foot squares, some, you know, stood up high in a highway, took a special building. The cords had to lead to the surgery room because oscilloscopes were not the art at that time. And all of this I mentioned to you, but they were already working on the Phoebus Code. The concept of the idea that the heart had a spirit. And, of course, this is all not supposed to be in the public domain. And, yes, we did find that there was another entity within that heart. Yes, we did find a third level of brain activity but could not carry forward with it. Yes, we did find the concept of a pineal gland, as the Buddhists have said, could be another form of gland, not for the idea of survival, but for the concept of being able to foresee a different consciousness. Where all of that stands today is that it is postulated that aliens, quote, who are in the cosmos are actually robots. And there's a lot of evidence going to show, and is showing. I know that I talked about my days of in northeastern New Mexico when I was young and naive and didn't know better, you know, looking over those kinds of the Delvius papers. And there was a lot of interest in the formation of how does a cell grow. And that's what led me to stem cells and the formation of different kinds of ideas, and I wrote them down. Other people were researching that, and that was fine. That was the point. We've since advanced on that. I have. I know. I've participated in many reviews and actual research on stem cells anew, which is called the alien non-human mind. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is part of that race. And what I'm presenting to you of the analysis of a science fiction Star Trek Discovery television series, okay, is the idea that the elites have never hit it, that an agenda, United Nations Agenda 21, that the elimination of God, according to the United Nations agenda, and of course the countries that back it, is to occur by 2060. They've never hidden that from you. And when I first started looking into the medical studies of the sterilants and chemicals in the drinking water, but it was beyond the drinking water at that time because the EPA had the edict to place various forms. The chloramine was really a secondary disinfectant. It was never meant to be what it turned out to be because the water infrastructure pipe system was actually corroded and across America, and when the Nobel Prize Committee of Health Journalism, which I didn't know existed, nominated me five times over a period of 10 years, I'm number 20, 25, 21st out of a list of 50. But the whole point is that the one sentence, which the Nobel Prize Committee may even still give me some kind of Nobel Prize in health journalism, which I'm not looking for, is that one sentence that every, there are 16 people, of course, Dr. Kelvin has since died, but the one sentence that the government, particularly the United States government, wants us to be our own processing plants. And that is a fact, and I explain it. And the fact is the term facets of it, the fact is to be able to make the changes I talk about in the biochemistry of it, the medical work, the real stuff, not the health letter, the concept, take this, and this is going to help you. And to the fact, it's not going to help you. There are four facets of being able to determine health and the concepts. And I'm going to reiterate one thing. I keep repeating it. This program, Parker Pathways, is about water, about law, about regulation, about courts, and about money. And the whole thing is that if you had a hypothetical chart, of which I have kept and other people have kept, of all the companies I tell you about that are involved in what we're doing in terms of the facets of it, breakthroughs, I've given you hundreds of them. If you had, I'm not saying because I'm not a investment advisor, in effect, but call to action at that time, if you were freelancing and able to invest, you know, modestly something in any one of these companies, which I do not have an interest in, but I know what they're doing. I should know what they're doing. They have me review their patents. But the point is that everybody talks about, I want to retire. You know, but we can't retire. You need a million and a half. And while you have that million and a half, call that number of my XYZ company, and I'll tell you how to withdraw that money and put it somewhere where it's safe so the government won't get it legally. At the same time, you have people who are philosophers who perpetuate conceptual medical science. Give you an idea. You take the science guy, which I'm sure that you've heard. It's a gentleman who doesn't have a science degree, but he's going to think he's very big on the televisions and television shows and other things. Good for him. I mean, he's an educator in his own way. He's promoting the latest United Nations concept that he feels through the death panel of the Obamacare, which is the Independent Payment Advisory Board, which President Obama knew, and by the way, there's a photograph of the science guy with President Obama when they put this edict in. He has suggested, and finally the public's finding out, that older people should die so that so new ideas about climate change can be developed. Now, you think this is a joke. You might think that's a joke. You might think that is something, yeah, he's just doing a promotion on the side. That's always been their agenda, dear friends. They have a percentage that if they can have 3% of the present older people die within the next few years, meaning right around the corner, it's 2 to 5 year interim time frame, that the new ideas can come in about climate change. And of course, climate change has its economic base as well. And the change to the way to look at climate change, according to the UN, and change what is called objectivity. Now, this is part of Agenda 2020, United Nations, excuse me. Now, you might think that this is also just something else that's being promoted, that there might be a conceptual idea to change the process of this, but never ask. When I bring it up to the elites that run the world, and we continue to have an interchange, of which I'm lucky to be able to have still a few connections left. I say, well, what about the knowledge that they have now? You see, I brought this up on the last program of Parker Pathways and two shows back, where I was talking about the water cremation and the process, and I asked, well, what about the soul? Blank stares from generals until somebody's light bulb went off. You see, the metaphysicians say that if you have an advanced spiritual awareness and you know how to remain silent and let the promoter continue on, you could have an endless debate. It's endless. I had a mentor at Yale, Joseph Campbell, which I'm sure you've heard of. I was lucky to have 3.5 months with him as a guest student. I feel myself always a student in terms of, as he says, these are Joseph Campbell's example, because he explained mythologies and turned to symbologies that had gone back thousands and thousands of years. And I hope I can get into a couple of American Indian stories that in this program today. Quote, many years ago, I knew of a man who was married to a very bright and beautiful woman who, in her enthusiasm for life, talked and talked to an extreme. One day he asked her to engage in an experiment of not speaking for a few minutes. The wife became silent. After a few minutes, the husband said to her, "When you're silent, I feel an enlargement of your presence. I sense a greater beauty, a power, and love emanating from you. I feel a greater sense of wonderful you that I cannot sense when I'm concentrating on your words. I can be aware of the truer, deep you, and it's wonderful." From that day forward, the wife spoke less because she was silent. She, too, could sense a greater presence. The sacred silence of God's presence filling her soul. The person who wrote that was a profound mentor in his time, and his words carry on. Paul Leon Masters. Now you have a process of the primal energy of what's called a universal God presence, which is adjusted within the soul according to the metaphysics. Why would the United Nations expect the creation process of the soul to be eliminated in the DNA? That's a question for you. In other words, if you were to take the concept of the infrastructure, which we talk about in chloramine caused health damage, my estimate at that time when I wrote chloramine caused health damage and placed it in, I placed the figure for the water alone at $16 trillion. The national debt was close to $16 trillion. that came out in the formation of 2006, 2008, 2009 on Parker Pathways on the face hover page of RBN, facing you. This is why I talk of the frustration of action. Where is the action? Everybody says, oh, people in Charlotte, the thing that passed, the person killed somebody with a car, which is absolutely abominable. But no one pays any attention to the process of the fact of where the seed starts. You see, you have the American Society of Civil Engineers have estimated that the infrastructure, the water infrastructure in the United States of America in 1988, when the government had already placed the sensor chemicals within the drinking water system, and the EPA in 1998 was already fining water disposal units $10,000 a day if they did not add the sterilants in the drinking water, as advocated by Dr. John Holdren. The science and technology czar later for a fellow by Obama, who nobody had heard of. So you ask yourself, where did the genesis of that concept come from? So the American Society of Civil Engineers felt that the federal, state, and government spending on the infrastructure would be $93 billion and be increased, and should be increased, $186 billion using what they had estimated as 2016 value of the dollar. So Warren Buffett, knowing that, bought up the railroads. He knew that there wasn't any way that you could have radioactive water, and the process of the water from the future of horizontal drilling, which turned out to be fracking, which is contaminated and reduced the Aragala water table of the United States. Pickens out of Texas, who was an oil man, got out of the oil business and went into the water business. So a poison concept, you have an outlay of a 10-year time period of $250 billion a year, and the to reach it at 2017, which it is today, that's what the expected figure should be. $250 billion. So guess what got the money? It was the freighting, the railroads. They got the money. It's the only sector that's owned and financed by private corporations and investors. That should be a valuable piece of information for you, for those people that are out there that are working out on the facets of it. And you know, before the break, you know what the hypothetical amount that you had for all the information I've given you over the past 10 years, medical and otherwise, hypothetical, it would have been that $1.5 million. Just pickering away, $10 here on that stock, working this whole thing. Interest rates have been raised by the Federal Reserve very recently, twice. You have the development of the volatile index that's three times has been varied. And China owns 20% of America in the process, because when Panetta gave me the information, the folder which created that show of Parker Pathways, which has never been recovered, the title of that show was Selling America, because America was for sale. And it still is for sale. When President Clinton gave the Chinese the patents on the missiles, where in the hell do you think that they gave part of that to? They gave it to North Korea because they had an interest within the process of it. Putin, not any more than a week ago, from Russia, said North Korea is not a missile country, it's a mineral country. And he's absolutely right. President Clinton got $10,000. The Korean guy went to prison. The Chinese guy went to prison. And China got all our patents in a briefcase. I never forgave President Bill Clinton for that. I didn't give a damn what he did in the turn of the process. Everybody talks about Monica Lewinsky, and all the women get upset when they hear about it. And, oh, the way he abused Monica Lewinsky. And you think, well, that's between them. Women have been complaining for years. The poor woman setting it aside. I love women. But get a grip. Who do you think were the couriers of giving the missiles to the Chinese? It was a female network. You see, at the other end of the break,
you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Working pathways, rock and roll. I want to make sure I get Roxanne from Texas. We don't have a lot of minutes on the first hour. Hi, Roxanne.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know, in 206, Berkeley found two gas clouds in Orion. They have a helical magnetic field. It's a corkscrew configuration. One's in the belt where your hoptogram or your beads on a string are, and the other's in the shield. It's a perfect vacuum, and it makes stars. It's your Zeeman effect. So, now, fast forward to Marcus Vitruvius Pollio. He was the architect for Julius and Augustus Caesar. He was the inspiration for Da Vinci's Vitruvius Man. He wrote in his ninth book, our pole shift, not ground-to-sky orientation to Orion. We lost our calibration timing signal. It knocked us off the celestial equator cross and out of touch with home base Orion, our fall from grace. We need to survive the Polaris pole shift into Aquarius. That's some heavy-duty stuff there, isn't it?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and one real quick thing about your Hopi Indians. In 1932, I think his name was Alfred Kidder, he stole more than 10,000 Hopi items, and they're up at that, in Massachusetts, at the Peabody Museum. Maybe you can help get that stuff back to people.
That's a good thing to hear. Listen, Roxanne, you're right on the case, and that's exactly what we're talking about. You see, don't go away for a few seconds we have left with each other. The thing is that when you look at the cosmic myths about the formation of our particular planet and our galaxy system, they talk extensively how the water was formed, how the forest and thing, and they always related it to animals and because of the image system. But the code for creating the animals was given from the constellation Orion.
Yes. And Inky and his sister were the geneticists that worked over at Adam's Calendar over in South Africa. There, that's where they created the humans, or what we, you know, mixed the gene pool up there.
That's exactly right. In fact, the messenger RNA, which I was going to talk again about that today, it originates in its genetic primer from Africa. In fact, when you get it into, when you start unfolding these things, you start to see why the monks didn't want the other four books of the Bible to be the Bible.
Well, they're the priests, and they got to keep the message to themselves and give us the scraps. And try to figure it out, you know.
Try to figure. You are so right. You are so
it's
right.
It's ridiculous.
Well, listen.
You know, the high priest. Well, you have a great day, sir.
And thank you for listening. And you call in again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Different subject, but really not a different subject, is... We'll get back on it when we get into the second hour. But they had, there were two related diplomats in Cuba. I'm going to tell you about what happened to them. It relates to what we're talking about. Thank you very much for listening to the first live 3-hour program of Parker Pathways on the Public Broadcasting Network. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And we'll see you for the second and third live hours of Parker Pathway. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can.